Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the DeWitt Gymnasium. We're in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. The Broncos on the road today as they take on the Dort Defenders in a women's men's basketball doubleheader with a women's game up first with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman and coach spending about a week or so out in California playing three games. Welcome back to the States, huh?
Yeah, it's a little different being back in this temperature again.
Talk about the play out there. Played three games. We went 2-1 out there.
We did. The first game against the Masters was probably our slowest performance, and I think it took us a little while to get used to the idea of flying and probably shouldn't have spent quite so much time in Disneyland the day before. But that was actually, I think, probably the weakest of the three teams, and we lost to them. And then the next 2 days against Cal State San Marcos, very, very athletic team. And Biola, just a great all-around team, great defensive team. I really thought we had some of our best performances of the year.
Brittany Wong playing in front of family and friends out in California, scored 17 points and 16 points the last two games of the three-game sweep. Talk about her play.
Well, she did a great job of shooting the basketball in the third game. She was 4-for-7, I believe, from the three-point line, did a great job there. But even more importantly, Biola had a tremendous point guard the day before. I think she had about 17 assists and 12 points. And Brittany held her to 2-for-9 shooting, I believe, for the game. And she did have 7 assists, but I just thought that was probably her best defensive performance since a couple of games that we saw last year where she really shut down some great GPAC guards.
Alicia Stadler having a pretty good three-day sweep there. I think she scored 47 points in the three games.
Alicia was very dominant inside, and she played against some great post players. San Marcos had a post player that was just as physical and just as strong as she was. She actually was in foul trouble most of that ball game, but the Biola squad, they had about 4-6-1 post players that were all very good, and Alicia had a great offensive game and defensive games against them as well.
In the game we lost, Tazziori came up with 18 points, so she was able to get to the hole.
She played well in that first ball game. You know, it was just a case she needed a little more help, and we just didn't get enough offense that day. We got down 20 right away, clawed our way back within about 4 points, but just couldn't quite get over the hump. And like I said, the first half looked pretty tough.
Do we make strides while we took a trip out there?
Well, we did, but you know, the interesting thing with this club, and I think if you go back to last year as well, we've had a tendency to play very strong against non-conference opponents. We're 9-1 right now, and the majority of those opponents are either NAIA Division I, NCAA Division II, or ranked Division NAIA Division II teams. And we did that last year. We had a good non-conference record. So now it's, can we carry that over and come back and play with that same emotion and same intensity in the conference ball games?
Hastings sitting at 12-4 right now overall. We're 4-3 in the conference, tied for fifth place. Basically, the second half of the season right now. What do we have to do to get better in the second half?
Well, I think we just continue what we were doing. You know, we played some tremendous defense out there. But what we did a really good job of, and we've been playing good defense all year, is that the defense created fast break opportunities. And I thought our transition game was as good as it's been, probably since you go back 2-3 years ago to the 31-4 team. Not only were we causing turnovers, but we were getting out and running and doing a tremendous job in the open court. And that's what we have to continue. We have to continue to use our defense not only as a way to stop other teams from scoring, but to create opportunities for ourselves.
Still feel good about this team heading down the stretch?
Well, you know, again, it comes down to, I think one of the things that occurred out there was we play great teams, but they didn't play their best ball game against us. And we have to come back and remember that in the GPAC, we're Hastings, and everybody plays their best ball game. And especially if you let them have life in the first 5 minutes. And so it will be interesting tonight. We've had a long drive up here. It's our longest road trip of the year now. Drove it all in one day, stepped out of the bus, we're going to go play a ball game and see if we really bring that emotion that we had in the last two ball games in California.
It's kind of different. We usually take these Iowa trips on the weekend, so we make the trip during the week, and like I said, we hop right out of the bus and play. So kind of a different scene here.
Well, it is, and it's a necessity because we're in J-term now. You don't want to miss school. You don't want to drive the day before, and then you're sitting around all day long trying to figure out what to do. So it's kind of a tough situation in what's the best way to do. We just have to simply come on and have the mental toughness to step off the bus and go play a good ball game.
It's a door tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Defenders as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. Hastings on the road tonight playing in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders. They come in 6-9, 2-6 in the conference, but this team has beaten Doan, has beaten Midland so far in the conference, so they have some capabilities.
Well, and two nights ago, with 12 minutes to go, it was a four-point game with Briarcliff. So, again, this is a team that plays very well at home. They're long. They are talented. They just haven't had the closing ability in a lot of ball games, kind of like we were last year, where they would play close all ball game long and then lose it in the last couple of minutes. And so, again, a big key for us is to not let them get out, get a lead, get confidence, and then have a real battle on our hands for 40 minutes.
We split with this team last year and had some exciting ball games.
We did, and again, they cause problems for people. They'll have a double post. They've got two posts who not only can run the floor, but they'll take the ball off the rebound, put it on the floor on the dribble, and go all the length themselves. And so they'll give us, again, a different look than a lot of the other teams in the GPAC.
What type of team is this? They average 60 points per ball game, or in the 60s offensively. They give up in the 60s defensively.
Well, I think they're a very good defensive team because of their length. If I remember right, they're number two in shot blocking in the conference and have a number of players, not just one player that's a good shot blocker. So, number one, it'll be tough to score points against them, and that's where our transition has to help. I think they're a team that's not as quick as the Briarcliffs and the Morningsides and so forth, but we can't get into a half-court game with them.
So obviously, we want to turn up the pace a little bit tonight.
We do. We want to run. We're going to do some pressing themselves. They've just played a ball game 2 days ago against Briarcliff that we know pressed them all game long, and so we want to keep the game as fast as we can get it.
Which the Van Dyke girl is their leading scorer? Talk about her.
Well, a great shooter. Really multi-talented. She can do a lot of things inside and outside. She can do things off the dribble. And so I'd like to think that we can play man-to-man all game long, which is how we guarded Biola with their high-low post, but we may end up playing some zone as well.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Sonic Lambs and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dort tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the DeWitt Gymnasium. We're in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. The Broncos coming off of a three-game road trip to California. Now Hastings swings back into action here against the Defenders from Dort College. I'm Mike Weller, call a play-by-play for you here tonight. Hastings on the road after spending about a week or so out in California as the Broncos went 2-1
during their trip out there. Hastings losing their first ball game to Masters College by the score of 73-65. Then came back and beat a very good Cal State San Marcos team by the score of 57-54. And Hastings wrapping up the trip with a win over Biola by the score of 60-51. The Broncos are sitting at 12-4 on the season right now. They are at 4-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings so far in the conference has losses to Northwestern, also to Briar. Hastings picking up wins in the conference over Morningside and also Midland, also Dakota Wesleyan and Nebraska Wesleyan as we start the second half of the season here tonight in Sioux Center. The opponents, the Dort Defenders, they come in with a record of 6 wins and 9 losses on the season. They are sitting at 2-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of a loss the other night to Briar Cliff, 95-74. They've also lost in the conference to Morningside. They have a loss to Nebraska Wesleyan and to Northwestern, in addition to Dakota Wesleyan and to Mount Marty. Their 2 wins so far have been over Doan, 74-62, and also over Midland by a score of 65-43. So it's Hastings and Dort here. This is a women's men's basketball doubleheader. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHS with a scheduled tip-off time at 8 o'clock tonight. So on the conference right now, as we start the second half of the season, Concordia, Briar Cliff, and Morningside sitting on top of the G-Pack. They're all at 6-1 on the season. Northwestern is in there in fourth place at 5-2. Then you've got Hastings and you've got Mount Marty in there at a tie for fifth place right now at 4-3. Doan is sitting at 4-4. Then Nebraska Wesleyan at 2-5. Dort is at 2-6. Dakota Wesleyan is at 1-6. And Midland is at 0-8. Top 8 teams out of the conference during the regular season will move on to the GPAC postseason tournament, which starts next month. Other games going on tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan College is playing a non-conference game at York on the women's side of things. Other conference games tonight, you've got Briar Cliff playing in Yankton against Mount Marty. Midland University is playing in Mitchell, South Dakota against Dakota Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan is in Sioux City tonight to take on Morningside. Concordia is on the road playing just down the road at Northwestern College, and then Hastings College playing this ball game here against the Dort Defenders. So it's Hastings and Dort as we get back to action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the 2011-2012 Hastings College basketball season. We'll come back and check the starters right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior out of Carmichael, California. Wong averaging 7 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Taz Yorig, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sidney, Nebraska, averaging 9 points and almost 2 rebounds per game. Frankie Peterson getting a start tonight, a 5'9" sophomore out of Cambridge, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Melissa Thompson, a 5'11" junior out of Papillion, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. Then Alicia Stadler, a 6'1" senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic, averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds per game. For Dort, they will go with Kayla Brookeyes, a 5'5" sophomore out of Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 3 points, 2 rebounds per game. Jessica Jelsma is a 5'8" freshman from Hudsonville, Michigan. She is averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds per game. Brianna Spronk, a 5'11" junior out of Edgerton, Minnesota. Spronk is averaging 10 points and 6 rebounds per game. Then you've got Elsie Marsh, a 5'11" sophomore out of Barron's Ford, South Dakota. She is averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds per game. And then Jamie Cook, a 6'1" sophomore out of Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. We're set to go. Hastings dressed in the black uniforms here tonight. Dort College going to be in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in gold with the gold numerals. As Hastings controls the opening tip, the Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right here as we view it from side court. Hastings want to turn the tempo up tonight. They want to make this a fast-paced ball game. It's much different than what Dort wants to do here tonight. Here's Frankie Peterson driving to the hole, and we're going to have a personal foul called. A personal foul going to be called here right away on Caleb Brookeyes of Dort. That's going to be your first and the first team foul called on the defenders. Hastings will play it in from underneath their own basket. They get it to Melissa Thompson, down low to Stadler, and her shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler scoring on the assist from Melissa Thompson. Thompson was right at the free throw line, dumps it down the lane. Alicia Stadler grabs it, and the Broncos are off and rolling. 2-0 is the score. Hastings has the lead. Hastings will play man-to-man. Driving to the hole here is going to be Jonesman. Her shot is no good. Scramble for the rebound. It's loose in the lane. A jump ball is going to be called. Arrow going to be pointing in favor of Dort, so the defenders will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway here in Sioux Center, Iowa. Here tonight, Hastings and Dort in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Defenders have the ball out here in three-point territory. Jonesman has got it now on the wing to Cook. Back to the right side of the lane. Her shot is up and in. Brianna Sprunk scoring there for Dort. A little seven-footer off of the right side of the lane. And we are tied up at 2 points apiece early in this ballgame. Here comes Hastings College back the other way. Frankie Peterson fakes the three, drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Frankie Peterson scores there for Hastings College, and it's a 4-2 ballgame. As Frankie found a seam in that Dort defense and took it right to the hole. 4-2, Hastings has the lead. Here comes Dort back quickly with the ball. Cook is going to drive it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Outlet pass comes down to Brittany Wong. Her pass in the lane is going to be deflected out of bounds. And going up with a shot there for Hastings was Thompson, and she's fouled into play. Thompson grabs it off with a break, and she's going to be actually fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line here now for Hastings. Personal foul going to whistle on Brianna Sprunk. That's going to be her first, the second teamer on the Dort defenders here in the first half. Thompson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings as a team hitting 67% of their free throw tosses so far this year. That is eighth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're number four in field goal percentage at 41% and number five in three-pointers at 32%. Next shot is up there. It is good by Melissa Thompson. Hastings College now with a 5-2 lead over the Dort defenders. We're about 90 seconds into the ball game here from Sioux Center. There's a feed down low. Grabbing the ball is Gelsman. Her shot is up there and in. Jessica Gelsman scoring there right underneath the basket. All alone. Nobody around defensively for Hastings. 5-4 is the score. Broncos have the lead. Hastings back in their offensive zone. Taz Yorg has got it down to Frankie Peterson, top of the key. Sends it back inside to Thompson. A turnaround jumper in the lane is good. Hastings getting down deep in the lane as Melissa Thompson scores there. She's got 3 points in the ballgame. 7-4 is the score now. Hastings with a three-point advantage. Just under 18 minutes to play here in the first half. Driving down the lane. Here's a short jumper put up there by Marsh. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the defenders. Cook has got it. Now to Marsh inside. Back to Cook to the free throw line now. To Jelsma. Back outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Brookeyes. No good. Stadler had the rebound. Bounced it out of bounds. And it's going to be Dort basketball. So Dort will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Elias Marsh will play things in. They dump it back down low to Marsh, and her shot is no good, but she's hammered in the play. Marsh will get to the free throw line. Stadler picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on Hastings here in this first half of play. Elias Marsh to the free throw line now for Dort, and her first shot is up there. It's going to be good. Dort hitting 72% of the free throws so far this year. That is third in the conference, or dead last in three-point shooting at 26%. Eighth in the conference in field goal percentage at 40%. Second shot by Marsh is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Here's Frankie Peterson back with the ball. Now to Thompson on the wing. Mishandles the ball, picks it up on the far sideline. Down to Frankie Peterson, to Brittany Wong. Right side now to Taz York. Alicia Stadler. Cross court pass goes to Wong. Down in the corner. Here's Frankie Peterson. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Taz York. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Taz at the top of the key now. Sends it inside to Thompson. Back out to Wong for three. Shot good. Brittany Wong nails a three ball for Hastings. And the Broncos have doubled the score early on Dort. It's a 10-5 ball game. Hastings pressuring here in backcourt. The defenders handle the press as Brookeyes brings the ball into the offensive zone. Jonesman has got it now, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there. Good defense by Taz York. Here's a pass on the near sideline. It's lost out of bounds. Great defense there by Hastings, both by Taz York and by Melissa Thompson. All over the defenders here on this possession. And Hastings will get it. That's the second turnover on Dort in the ballgame. 16:49 to play here in the first half. 10-5 is the score. Hastings out on top of Dort here in women's college basketball. Broncos are the eighth-ranked team in the country the last time the polls came out back in December. They're due out again next week. Here's a Frankie Peterson for three from the left side. Her shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Stadler grabs it. Her shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler on the offensive glass puts it back down down through the hole. Stadler has now got 4 points in the ballgame. 12-5 is the score. Dort works it back inside. Here's a shot by Cook, partially deflected. Cook brings it back. Gets it out to Jalsma. Drives it down to lane. Her shot is up and in. Jonesman now with a couple of field goals in the ball game. She's got 4 points. 12-7 now. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Brittany Wong with the ball. Down to a Taz York here on the near sideline. Taz trying to penetrate inside, and the ball tipped out of her hands out of bounds. End of the ball game for Hastings will be Cammy Breckman coming in to Kara Van Dyke for Dort. Also, Danielle Bone is going to check into the ball game for the defenders. Bailey Spencer will check in as well for Dort. So some substitutions here. 4 minutes into the ballgame. Just shy of 4 minutes, 16:08. Remaining here in the first half, Hastings with a 12-7 advantage. Here's Cammy Breckman with the ball, sends it inside to Thompson. Spins, goes to the basket and scores. Melissa Thompson with four, Stadler with four. Frankie Peterson has got 2 points. Brittany Wong has got three. Thompson's actually got 5 points here for Hastings early. 14-7 is the score. The Broncos have doubled up the defenders again. Here's a Bone free throw line jumper put up there. It's around the rim. It goes down through the hole. Danielle Bone scoring there for Dort right at the free throw line. 14-9 now. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's Brittany Wong. Stomps out here in three-point territory. Sends it right side of the lane. That's Alicia Stadler. Spins in the lane there. Shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped around and is picked up by Dort. Bone brings her back the other way for the defenders. Long pass down the floor. Right through the fingertips of Kara Van Dyke. Out of bounds. Third turnover on Dort here in the ballgame. 15-21. Remaining here in the first half. Stadler will check out into the ball game now for Hastings. It's going to be Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener averaging 5 points and 4.9 rebounds per ball game. A 6'4" and sophomore out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Hastings College 14, Dort 9. Women's College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings. And now Dort has gone to a zone defense. There's Sophia McDermott down to the baseline. That's Zwiener. Back on top to Wong. Bounce pass goes to the left side. Whether there is Cammy Breckman down to Sophia McDermott. Two-handed pass to Wong. Here on the near side, Brittany moves to her left. Fires up a 17-footer. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound on the baseline by Bailey Spencer of Dort. Spencer gets it away. Now to a Bone as she brings it across the midcourt stripe. Hastings will stay with a man-to-man defense here in this first half. 14-9 this score. Broncos out to a 5-point lead early in this ball game. There's a Kayla Gasek with the ball now. Just checked in there at that last dead ball to a Van Dyke. Now to a Gasek again on the right sideline. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's Bone trying to penetrate inside. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Van Dyke. Her shot is up there and in. Kara Van Dyke hits the three ball there for a Dort just to the left of the circle. And the defenders are back to within 2 points. 14-12 to score. 14-18 remaining here in the first half. Here's Melissa Thompson at the top of the key. Two-handed pass comes over here. There's Sophia McDermott. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Now to Thompson. Thompson now to Cammy Breckman. Here the near sideline to a Brittany Wong trying to get away. Brittany on the dribble. Lobs it to a Laurel Zwiener on the baseline. Cross-court pass goes to the wing. Breckman for three. Shot good. Cammy Breckman nails the three ball for Hastings from the left wing. Hastings back out to a 5-point lead. 17-12 is the score. Here comes Dort. They bring the ball back up the floor. That's a Bone with it now. Bone to Brookeyes, picked up out there by Sophia McDermott of Hastings. Gets away, drives it inside. The shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Picked back up. Here's a three-pointer by Bone that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman of Hastings. Cammy Breckman runs her back the other way for the Broncos. Goes out to Sophia McDermott. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Jump pass near side. Wong for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Caleb Brookeyes of Dort. 13:20 remaining here in the first half. 17-12 is the score. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Gasek with the ball, comes out now between the rings to a Bone. Bone gets away from Melissa Thompson, moves it to the wing, dumps it off inside. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Van Dyke. And the rebound comes down to a Sophia McDermott of Hastings. McDermott runs her back the other way. Comes to the near side down to Cammy Bruckman and Melissa Thompson to Sophia McDermott. Nice pass down in the corner to Wong. Her shot for three is up there. It's good. Brittany Wong played very well out of California, scoring 16 and 17 points in the final two ball games out there. She's nailed a couple of three-pointers here in this ball game. We've got a timeout now. Dort, 12 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 20, Dort 12.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So a good start for Hastings. They have played with a lead the entire 8 minutes so far, or 7 minutes plus. That was the key, according to head coach Jeff Dittman during our pregame show. Did not want Dort to get out to an early lead and get any kind of momentum around them. This is a team that Hastings should be able to handle, although Dort has pressed some teams in the G-Pack so far. In fact, they played a tight ball game with Briarcliff for a while until Briarcliff, in their last ball game, went on to handle the defenders down the stretch and post a win. Dort and Hastings splitting their two ball games last year in an exciting fashion. Brittany Wong hitting a last-second shot to give Hastings the win in the ball game last year. Hastings with a 20-12 lead here in this one. It's an 8-point advantage as Dort works the ball. Anderson has got it, drives it to the elbow on the right side, dumps it down low on the baseline to Spencer. Back out to the top of the key. That's Van Dyke, and she has problems with it, but it's lost out of bounds. Last touch there by Hastings. Kayla Rackett knocking the ball out of the hands of Kayla Anderson, or Adamson. Kayla Adamson, who's into the ball game now for Dort. The defenders will play things in. Here's Adamson with the ball. Kicks it back out into three-point territory to Spencer, and it goes out of bounds. Right at the end of the shot clock, Bailey Spencer throws up the three ball, goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play it in here in backcourt. 12:18 remaining. Here in this first half, 20-12 is the score. The Broncos with an 8-point lead. Sophia McDermott with the ball behind her. Alicia Stadler screen now throws up a three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be an air ball that goes out of bounds. So Sophia throws up an air ball on the other end. And now it's going to be Dort coming back the other direction. Bronco basketball for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. We're in Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings and the Dort defenders in action from the G-Pack here tonight. Bone has got the ball behind his screen. Moves it to the wing on the right side. Bone picks up the dribble. Now sends it down in the baseline. On the right side, that's going to be Gasek with the ball. Check that. It's going to be Van Dyke with the ball, and she's going to be fouled in a play. Kara Van Dyke dribbling from the right corner toward the hoop, and she is fouled in a play there by Kaylee Raggett of Hastings. First foul on Raggett, and team foul number two on the Broncos here in this first half of play. 11:46 remaining in the first half. 20-12 is the score. Hastings with an 8-point advantage. Here's Adamson with the ball on the wing. Now drives it toward the goal. The shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked from behind by Spahn, and she's fouled into play. Courtney Spahn going to be hit with a personal foul there for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation as Kayla Adamson will go to the free throw line for Dort. She's a 71% foul shooter on the season. As she puts it up there, the shot is good. First point in the ball game for Kayla Adamson. She'll have another one. She's a 5'8" sophomore from Shenandoah, Iowa. Second shot is up there. That one rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to Sophia McDermott. Hustles into the forecourt now. Down the near sideline. Gets it back to Alicia out here in 3-point territory. To Courtney Spahn. Courtney dribbling with the ball on the wing. Now picks it up. He's got to get rid of it here. Spahn comes out. Top of the key. That's going to be Sophia McDermott. Dribbling with it. Moves it left to right. across the top of the key. Comes over here to Taz York. Now inside to Alicia Stadler. Spins. She's double-teamed. Kicks it back out here to McDermott. And her shot is up and in. Sophia McDermott throws up a three ball from the left side after Alicia ran into all kinds of problems in the lane there. She was double-teamed as she spun into the paint. 23-13 the score. Hastings on to their biggest lead of the ball. They now 10 points. 9 minutes into this contest. Here's Van Dyke with the ball. Comes out into three-point territory to Bone. He tries to drive it there against McDermott. Can't do it. Down to a Cook. Jamie Cook drives it down the right side of the lane. Runs into a Stadler. Shot is up there. It's no good, and a foul is going to be called. Jamie Cook taking that one right to the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called on Sophia McDermott of Hastings. Sophia picks up her first team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line now for Dort. She's a 65% foul shooter on the season, and the first one is up and in. Jamie now 26 out of 39 in free throws this year. She's averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Jamie Cook will have one more shot here. A sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin. Next shot up there, it's going to be around the rim and falls off, no good. Ball is picked up on the hop there by Stadler. So Hastings with a 9-point lead, 23-14 as we approach the halfway point of this first half. Stadler goes down low to Courtney Spahn, and her shot is up and in. Courtney Spahn gets the field goal there on the pass from Alicia Stadler. 10:36 remaining now. It's a 25-14 ball game. I think the Broncos going to be Warren here touching the ball maybe after it comes through the hole. Kaylee Raggett was the number they flashed up there. So she receives a warning and asks Jeff Dittman about it. They just kind of shake it off here. 10:36 remaining in the first half. Hastings has built an 11-point lead now, the biggest lead of the ball game for the Broncos, and it comes just shy of the halfway point, 25-14. There's a Gasek with the ball now. Free throw line extended left side, comes out between the circles to a Brianna Spronk. Spronk sends it over on the wing to a Gasek again as she works over there against Yorick. Now drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of bounds there by Dort. And Hastings will play things in. Jamie Cook tips the ball out of bounds there for Dort. Hastings will play it in here in backcourt. So the Broncos playing extremely well here on the road. They've got an 11-point lead early in this contest, 25-14 the score. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Taz York moves it down in the corner. That's going to be a Courtney Spahn with it on the high post. Now to Stadler, drives it down the paint, kicks it back out here to McDermott. Sophia, rainbow pass comes to Taz York. Pass down on the baseline is going to be knocked out of bounds. Brianna Spronk getting her hands on it as they try to go down to Courtney Spahn, who is cutting for the hole. It was knocked out of bounds. Jessica Jelsma comes back into the ball game now for Dort. Hastings with 10 seconds left on the shot clock here, 9:55 to play. In the first half, the Broncos have an 11-point lead, 25-14. Courtney Spahn comes out to Raggett. Back inside, she overthrows a Spahn in the lane, and the ball is taken out of there. Jelsma comes down with it now for Dort. Goes over to Brookeyes on the wing. Across the free throw line to a Cook. She drives it down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Cook, an underhanded shot there as she gets around. Alicia Stadler inside, and now it's a 25-16 ball game. Now here's a kicking violation. Taz York trying to send it inside, and the ball is kicked out of bounds there by Brianna Spronk of Dort. So the Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hastings with a 9-point lead, 25-16. Courtney Spahn on the dribble, goes down on the baseline here to Alicia Stadler, drives that baseline. Can't do anything with the ball, comes back out to Kaylee Raggett out here in 3-point territory. Raggett down to Courtney Spahn, back inside is Stadler. Stadler really traveled with the ball. Now she's double-teamed. Comes out to Taz York on the near sideline. The ball lost out of bounds, but it was knocked out there by Dort. Jessica Jelsma out here on Taz York. Knocks the ball loose and out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings playing things in right in front of the Dort bench. Only 5 seconds left in the shot clock. As a Courtney Spahn will play things in, and the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jamie Cook. Here comes Dort back the other way. Brianna Spronk hesitates. Drives it on the right side of the floor, now goes back inside. Here's a shot that's going to be no good. Jamie Cook taking the shot, and the rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Now to McDermott, inside to Stadler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Cook on the baseline for Dort. 8:50 to play here in the first half, 25-16. Hastings with a lead. Here's another pass that's going to be deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Kaylee Raggett. A turnover on Dort. Raggett gets the ball now into the hands of McDermott to Courtney Spahn. Free throw line extended left side. Out of Taz York at the top of the key. Right side, Kaylee Raggett for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Stadler. Follow shot, good. Alicia Statler now with 6 points in the ball game on three field goals. Hastings back out to an 11-point lead, 27-16. And we've got a timeout, Dort. We're going to timeout with 8 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out to their biggest lead of the ball game at 11 points. It's the Broncos 27, the Defenders 16.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Dakota Wesleyan leading Midland midway through the first half, 18-7. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead over the Midland University Warriors. 27-16 here. Hastings leading the Dort Defenders. 8:24 to play as Dort brings the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Here's Jonesma with the ball, comes across the top to Bone. Hastings stays with the man-to-man defense. Brianna Spronk on the wing sends it back inside to Cook, and her shot is up and in. Jamie Cook scoring. That's her second field goal. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Defenders are back within 9, 27-18. Hastings with the ball here on the near sideline. That's McDermott. Out of Courtney Spahn. Inside to Thompson. Spins in the lane. The ball knocked loose. That's going to be picked up here by Brookeyes. Brookeyes has got it down for the Defenders to Jelsma. Down in the corner. Here's going to be a jumper put up on the baseline. It's going to be no good by Spronk. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Dort basketball. Bailey Spencer comes back into the ballgame now for Jamie Cook. Laurel Zwiener is going to check in now for Courtney Spahn for Hastings. 7:49 to play here in the first half. Hastings out to a 27-18 lead here in this one. There's a Jelsma with the ball. Jessica Jelsma comes out to the top of the key to Spencer. Dumps it down low again, and the shot is up and in. Brianna Spronk scoring there on the assist from Jelsma. But now the Defenders back to a 7-point deficit. 27-20 as Dort has scored the last 4 points in the ballgame. Sophia McDermott down in the corner to Frankie Peterson. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Brittany Wong. Moves it right to left across the top of the key. Melissa Thompson. Now to Zwiener with the ball. Zwiener down to Frankie Peterson. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Peterson over here to Brittany Wong on the wing. Brittany trying to penetrate. Takes it down on the baseline. Circles underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called on Dort. It's going to go on Caleb Brookeyes. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 3 on the Defenders here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Wong will get things into a Frankie Peterson on the baseline. She drives it toward the goal. It's up there and in. Frankie Peterson scores for Hastings. She's got 4 points. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead, 29-20. 7 minutes to play here in the first half from Sioux Center, Iowa tonight. Jessica Jelsma, her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Sophia McDermott. Brings it back 2-on-1 toward the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. She's hacked in the arm. So a turnover there on Dort as Sophia McDermott steals the ball away and takes it the rest of the way, and she is fouled in a play here. It's going to go on Jessica Jelsma. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Defenders. And a shot up there and in by Sophia McDermott. She's now got 4 points in the ballgame. McDermott, a 71% foul shooter coming into the basketball game tonight. 5 out of 7. She hits her first free throw here. And the Broncos back out to a 10-point lead. Hastings is led by as many as 11. The second one goes down through the hole. And again, the Broncos have an 11-point lead, 31-20. 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play now here in the first half from the DeWitt Gymnasium. On the wing on the right side, that's going to be a Gasek with the ball. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Spronk. Dribbling toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Follows. That shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Brittany Wong has got it. Wong pulls up at the top of the three-point circle, and now the Broncos will set up offensively. Frankie Peterson comes to a Brittany Wong here on the near sideline. Dort now in a man-to-man defense. McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last test over there by Brianna Spronk of Dort. Hastings will play it in with 6:08 to play here in this first half, 31-20. The Broncos have an 11-point lead. Here's Brittany Wong getting away. Goes to the right side of the circle. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound in the lane there by Marsh of Dort. Elijah Marsh gets the ball away now to Caleb Brookeyes, and she'll bring it into the offensive scoring zone. Works behind a screen from Spronk. Comes over here on the wing now to Bailey Spencer. Top of the key, Brianna Spronk has got it now picked up by Melissa Thompson inside the Marsh. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. They get the ball now in the hands of Wong. She runs her back the other way. McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Dort crashes the boards, and a foul is going to be called. Marsh come down with the rebound there for the defenders, but a personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson. Peterson picks up her first. Team foul number five on the Broncos. Zwiener checks out. Also, McDermott comes out. Here comes Taz Yorick back into the ball game, and Alicia Stadler for head coach Jeff Dittman and the Broncos. 31-20 is the score. Hastings with an 11-point lead. 5.5 minutes to play here in this first half from the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa tonight. There's a Bone with the ball. Bone moves it over on the wing on the right side to Gasick. Her entry pass deflected, picked up there by Bone. Gets it back to a Gasick out here at the top of the key. Taz Yorick now picks her pocket. Taz Yorick with a steal. She drives it against Gasick all the way. Her shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. Taz Yorick gets the steal, takes it to the hole, and scores an underhanded off-balance shot, and she goes tumbling out of bounds. Yorick gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled in a play by Gasick. Kayla Gasick picks up her first personal foul. Taz Yorick gets her first field goal. And now she goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Her shot is up there. It is good. That was a great play by Taz Yorick. 34-20. Hastings now with a 14-point lead with 5 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the first half. There's a Bone with the ball. Bone takes it to the right sideline to a Gasick. She gets away. Gasick pulls up, shoots a 15-footer. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong of Hastings. Wong runs her back the other way for the Broncos into the offensive scoring zone. Now to Melissa Thompson to Taz Yorick. Here on the right sideline to Frankie Peterson. Down low, now to Stadler. Shot is up there, no good. Ball being tapped around and is picked up there by Bailey Spencer of Dort. She gets into the hands of Bone, and she comes back the other way. Bone comes to a Bailey Spencer. Down in the corner now to Gasick. Her entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Frankie Peterson as she comes back the other way to the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Bailey Spencer. And the ball is recovered here by Kayla Gasick of Dort. Down to Bone with the ball. She sends it down in the corner. And the ball's going to be deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. Here comes Cook back into the ball game. Kara Van Dyke checks in there as well for the defenders. 4:16 to play in the first half. Hastings leading by 14. 34-20 the score. Here's Van Dyke. Entry pass to get it to Marsh. Turnaround jumper. Good. Marsh scoring there. It's now 34-22. As we have hit the 4-minute mark here in this first half. Frankie Peterson with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up out there by Marsh of Dort. Top of the key, here's Melissa Thompson, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to take her down low to Elisa Stadler and threw the ball out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's their seventh of this first half. Dort has got the ball now. Back in their offensive zone. Bone goes right to work to Van Dyke. Her shot to be blocked down by Stadler. Kara Van Dyke taking the ball to the hole there. Elisa Stadler gets the block. Hastings comes down with the ball, and now a foul is going to be called. As Taz Yorick was coming back the other way for the Broncos. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Jamie Cook of Dort. That's going to be your first. Hastings will play things in right in front of us here. On the near sideline, 3:37 to play in the first half. Hastings out to a 12-point lead, 34-22. Taz Yorick will play things in to a Brittany Wong. Holds the ball out in 3-point territory. A traveling violation is called on Wong. So the Broncos turn it away. Here comes Kaylee Raggett back into the ball game. Checking out is going to be Melissa Thompson. 34-22. Hastings with a lead. Women's college basketball tonight with the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Here's a Bone with the ball. She has her pocket picked again. Here's Taz Yorick driving for the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Brookeyes. Brookeyes has got it now for the defenders as she runs her back the other way on a dribble. Takes it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Out to Bone. Bone moves it to the right sideline. Now to Marsh. Lobs it inside. Now to Cook. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Jamie Cook's third field goal of the ball game. She's got 7 points. 34-24. The Broncos with a 10-point lead. Here's Brittany Wong with it now. Wong to Taz Yorick. Inside his Stadler. Gets away. Goes for the hole. And the ball's knocked out of her hands. And a foul called. Alicia Spun had an opening to the goal. But then reaching around and committing the personal foul was Jamie Cook. The second foul on Cook. That's going to be team foul number 7. on the defender. So Hastings now in the bonus situation with 2:55 to play in this first half. Alicia Stadler to the line. She's got 6 points in the ball game so far and 3 field goals. 70% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Stadler now has 7 points in the ball game. She had a good trip out to California. Broncos playing 3 games and Alicia scoring 47 points during those 3 games. Hastings now with an 11-point lead. It's 35-24 as Alicia Stadler throws up her second one. It's going to be up and in. So Stadler now with 8 points in the ball game, 36-24. Here comes Dort with the ball. Entry pass to get it to Marr. She drives it toward the goal against Cammy Bruckman. Her shot is going to be no good. Blocked down by Bruckman, but a foul is going to be called on Cammy, the former Silver Lake Mustang. Cammy Bruckman committing the personal foul there. And going to the free throw line will be Marsh. She'll go to the line here. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. She'll have one more. Now 36-25 in favor of Hastings. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and just spins down through the hole. 36-26 is a 10-point lead now for Hastings. The Broncos left by as many as 14 here in this first half. Sophia McDermott, free throw line extended right side, trapped along the sideline. And now at the count of 4, gets the ball away to a Wong back out near the midcourt stripe. Brittany Wong gets it to Cammy Bruckman at the top of the key, trying to drive it there against Brookeyes. Goes to Stadler, drives it down in the lane, spins. Her shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count a traveling violation. Traveling violation called there on Alicia Stadler. She tries to take the ball to the goal. A 10-point lead, but now Dorn has got the ball back here with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Bone has got it at the top of the key, lobs it over there on the wing to a Brookeyes. Dribbles it to the free throw line, down to Bone. Her shot for 3 is off of the front iron, no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the corner, and it goes out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Dort. They say it was last touch by Bruckman over there at Hastings. So the defenders will play things in with 2:03 to play here in the first half, 36-26. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Marsh will inbound the ball to Van Dyke. Van Dyke has it slapped out of her hands, back out of bounds. Alicia Stadler getting her hands on it there as Van Dyke tried to make something happen down in the baseline. Dort will play things in. Here's Van Dyke again at the top of the 3-point circle. His shot is up there. It's wild. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings, and now Van Dyke is going to commit the personal foul. Kara Van Dyke commits the foul in backcourt, and Alicia Stadler now goes to the free throw line for the 1-1. That is the 8th team foul on the Dort defenders here in this first half of play. Stadler, the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader, now goes to the charity stripe here for Hastings. Stadler already with 8 points in the ball game, and her free throw is up there and in. She is down 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Hastings is 8th in the conference in free throw percentage at 67%. Next shot is up there by Stadler. It's good. So Stadler now with 10 points in the ball game, and Hastings back out to a 12-point lead at 38-26. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half in the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa here tonight. Brookeyes with the ball, comes across the top. That's Sprunk, drives it down the left side of the lane to the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. Van Dyke had the rebound. She lost it, and it's picked up now by Brittany Wong of Hastings. 3-on-1, back the other way. Wong to McDermott. McDermott lobs it back outside. Here's Cammy Bruckman for 3. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is lost out of the hands of Brianna Sprunk, and is picked up here by Bone as she comes back the other way for the Dort defenders. The Brookeyes on the wing. Moves it down in the corner on the left side. That's going to be Van Dyke, top of the key. Now the Bone on the right sideline of Brianna Sprunk. She drives it against Cammy Bruckman, and a foul is called. Bruckman picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So now it's going to be Dort in the bonus situation here with 1:10 to play in the first half. Bruckman will check out. Here comes Thompson into the ball game again for Hastings. Going to the free throw line for Dort will be Brianna Sprunk. A 70% foul shooter in the season. She has hit 51 out of 72 foul shots this year. She will toe the mark here for a 1-1 situation. 38-26, Hastings with a 12-point lead. And Sprunk will have a free throw. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. 38-27, Hastings with the lead. Broncos looking for their 5th win of the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Sprunk. And Hastings with a 10-point lead. It's 38-28. Now Dort going to apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Sophia McDermott brings it down to the near sideline, and the ball is going to be tapped out of bounds. Gasick over there to get her hands on it for Dort. Hastings will play things in. This is going to be Kaylee Raggeth. She will play things in to Wong. Wong brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Now to Sophia McDermott. Entry pass to get it to Thompson. Bounce pass down to Raggeth on the baseline. She goes for the goal, and her shot is up and in. Kaylee Raggeth scoring there for the Broncos. Hastings down with a 12-point lead. It is 40-28. Hastings getting down deep, working that baseline pretty effectively here. There's a shot from the baseline at the other end by Gasick, and her shot's blocked out of bounds. That's her second block for Alicia Stadler in the ballgame. She's the leading shot blocker in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She had 30 coming in here tonight. She's got a couple here in this first half. Gasick will inbound the ball here for Dort. Goes down in the right corner. Brickheist for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound by the defenders by Spronk, and she can be tied up on the play. Brianna Spronk got the rebound, but she was immediately tied up there by Alicia Stadler. And now with 42.3 seconds to play here in the first half, it'll be Dort inbounding the ball. Or rather, Hastings inbounding the ball here in backcourt. That's a Raggeth with it now. Gets it into the hands of Brittany Wong. She hustles into the offensive zone. Goes to a Melissa Thompson. Mishandles the ball. Picked up here by McDermott on the near sideline. There's Raggeth. Lobs it down low. And it's going to be intercepted. And a foul is going to be called. Raggeth trying to dump her down to Alicia Stadler. And a foul is going to be called here on the Brianna Spronk. The Dort fans thought maybe Stadler shoved off down there. That's not the case. As Brianna Spronk picks up the first personal foul. And now Stadler to the free throw line. She has been perfect so far. 4 out of 4 from the line. Her shot is up there is good. She'll get one more. Alicia Stadler now with 11 points in the ballgame, and it's 41-28. Alicia puts up the next one. Her shot is good. And Hastings now with a 14-point lead for the second time tonight. It is 42-28 with 20 seconds to play here in this first half. Here comes a Dort back the other way. That's a Jalsma with the ball. She's back in there. Jessica Jalsma works it to the left side of the floor. Good defense here by Sophia McDermott. She hands it away now to Gasick on the dribble at the top of the key. Reverses the ball now to Jalsma. Down the left side of the lane, goes for the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked down again by Stadler. It's recovered by Alicia. Gets it to Wong, and that's the end of the first half. So Hastings coming off of a trip to California comes here to Sioux Center, Iowa, and playing a pretty effective basketball game so far. The Broncos will have the lead at halftime. The score is Hastings 42, Dort 28. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings got out to a good start here tonight. In fact, we were tied up at 2 points apiece. The Broncos then went ahead 5-2. And Hastings has not surrendered the lead for the rest of this first half. Hastings getting out to a double-digit lead in the first half at 23-13. The biggest lead of this first half has been 14 points at 34-20 and also at 42-28. That's where we're at right now, with Hastings holding a 42-28 advantage over the Dort defenders here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings getting 11 points in the first half from Alicia Stadler. She had three field goals, and she was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Also scoring for Hastings in the first half, Brittany Wong, and she hit on a couple of three-pointers. She's got 6 points. Melissa Thompson has got 5 on a couple of field goals. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sophia McDermott has got a three-pointer, and she's hit 2 free throws for 5 points. Frankie Peterson has got 4 on a couple of field goals. Other scorers for Hastings, Cammy Breckman has nailed a three-pointer. She's got 3 points. Taz Yorick has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. She has got 3 points here in the first half. Kaylee Rackett has hit a field goal for 2. Courtney Spahn has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings in the first half hitting 10 out of 11 from the free throw line for 91%. The Dort defenders have been to the line 10 times. They've converted on 7 of those for 70%. Her leading scorer here in the first half has been Jamie Cook. She has got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 7. Brianna Spronk has got a couple of field goals. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6. Eliza Marish has got 5 points in the ball game. She's got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Jessica Jelsma on 2 field goals. Kara Van Dyke has hit a 3-pointer for 3. 2 points for Danielle Bone on a field goal. And Kayla Adamson has been in the ball game, hit 1 out of 2 free throws for 1 point. In her score here at halftime, Hastings College with the lead over the Dort defenders by the score of 42-28. Hastings in the first half hitting exactly 50% of their field goal tries. They are 14 out of 28 here at halftime. The Broncos are hitting 4 out of 10 from three-point territory for 40%, and they are 10 out of 11 from the free throw line for 90.9%. The Dort defenders, they are hitting 30.3%. Here in the first half, they've hit 10 out of 33. The defenders just 1 out of 7 from behind the arc for 14%. And again, they are 7 out of 10 from the free throw line for 70%. The score has been tied one time. That was at 2 points apiece. And right now, the Broncos have a 14-point lead, their biggest lead of the ball game at 42-28 here at halftime. Coming up next, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week at Hastings College. And also, we'll check in with Tyson Ebronik with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business.
Savings, exclusive rebates, special financing. New year, new savings on the Whirlpool family of appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Get up to a $450 MasterCard rebate card with the purchase of qualifying Whirlpool kitchen and laundry appliances. Up to a $500 card on select Maytag appliances. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Happy New Year.
Your KGS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is freshman golfer Rachel Cavalier from Lafayette, Colorado. Rachel, a biology major in exercise science with a 3.5 GPA. On the links, Rachel has played number one all fall of 2011 as a freshman, placing second at the Hastings College Invite and lost to first place by just one stroke. In the classroom, Rachel is a member of Tri Beta Biology. In high school, she was on the academic honor roll 3 years. Out of the classroom, Rachel enjoys reading and art. Your Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Hello and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. We are at halftime of the Hastings College basketball games. Joining us on the line, we have Ann Fairbanks. She is the Associate Dean and the Professor of English over at Hastings College. Ann, first of all, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're very welcome.
And we brought you on the program to talk just a little bit about the J term that current students at Hastings College are currently going through. It began on Tuesday, and this will run through the entire month of January. So first of all, take a little bit of time and tell us what J term is all about.
Well, J term is a wonderful opportunity that our students have kind of sandwiched between the long term in the fall and the long term in the spring. And during J term, each student signs up for just one class. That class meets every day, either all morning or all afternoon. And so it's kind of an intensive, it goes at things at a different pace. And since each student takes only one class, that means that there are all sorts of opportunities for class projects and events and trips that wouldn't ordinarily happen during the long term when every student has, usually four or five classes that they're, that they're coordinating among.
Yeah. And you mentioned the travel aspect of things. I mean, there are different classes that will go even outside the borders of the United States, correct?
Yes. Yes, we have courses that involve travel to several places this J term. We have a couple of courses going to Belize and doing a mural there and studying some educational issues there. There's a medical mission going to Trinidad and Tobago, which is looking at cross-cultural perspectives on healing. There is a trip going to Australia, Fiji, and New Zealand. There's a group going to Taiwan. There is a group going to Italy, going to Florence, to study Dante's Inferno and relate it to the history and the culture of Florence. There's a group going to Spain, and there was a wonderful article in the Hastings Tribune about that one, I believe on Saturday. And there's a course that inside the United States that involves a trip to California where these students will study film and popular music. So all sorts of opportunities off campus.
Yeah, and when you're looking at the students that are staying here in the central portion of the United States, are staying over at Hastings College, the one-class aspect of things, from a student perspective, really gives them a great opportunity to just hone in and focus on that one subject.
Exactly. And I think that is a wonderful learning experience. It's wonderful even in terms for a student to learn how to learn. Because during the regular semester, a student gets the practice of coordinating more than one class, and that's a benefit. But it's also a benefit to really practice concentrating on just one thing. And so I think the J term allows the student to do that and learn how to do it.
Once again, we're talking with Ann Fairbanks over at Hastings College here on the Hastings College Spotlight, talking a little bit about the J term currently going on now. And Ann, before we wrap up this interview, let's just talk a little bit about, from the student perspective, everything that I hear from students that leave Hastings College. When you talk about their top memories of Hastings College, J term always seems to come up. This is something that really is well liked by the student body over there.
Well, that's always been my impression. And I haven't taught J-term in several years. Actually, I haven't taught it since I became associate dean. But I used to teach a course sometimes during J-term in the detective story. And we would see detective movies, and some of which the students would choose. And we'd read some classic detective stories. And then at the end, instead of a final, they would each write their own detective story using the elements that we'd talked about. And they really seemed to enjoy it, and they were, I think, better readers and writers at the end of it. And other sorts of classes that students take on campus, they also seem to really enjoy as well.
Once again, Ann Fairbanks has been our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight, spending a few minutes with us during halftime of this basketball game. And coming up on the Hastings College Spotlight throughout this month, we hope to talk with other teachers and talk about their J-term experience as well, some of the classes being offered this current J-term. But giving us an overview once again, Ann Fairbanks, we really appreciate the time, and we look forward to another successful J-term, and we'll talk with you in the future.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned to 1230 KHAS. Your second half of Hastings College basketball is coming right up.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HDTVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the DeWitt Gymnasium here in Sioux Center, Iowa tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. The women's game now at halftime is 42-28. The Broncos have the lead. Men's game coming up at 8 o'clock tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Again, the Broncos with a 14-point advantage. Leading the way for Hastings so far has been Alicia Stadler. She has got 12 points in the basketball game. She's got 3 field goals, and also she is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line, so 12 points and 7 rebounds for Stadler in the first half. 7 points for Jamie Cook for the Dort defenders. She's got 3 rebounds. The rebounding war is being won by Dort College right now, 21-18 over Hastings, including 10-3 on the offensive glass. Stadler, the leading rebounder for Hastings, with 7. And the leading rebounder for Dort has been Brianna Sprong. She has got 4 points. Hastings so far with 6 turnovers in the ball game. They've got 6 blocked shots. Alicia Stadler has got 4 of those. They also have 6 steals. Dort College has got 8 turnovers. They've got 1 blocked shot and 3 steals. Again, Dort hitting 30% in the first half from the field. Hastings hitting 50% on 3-pointers. The Broncos at 40%. Dort at 14%. The free throw line, Hastings at 91%, and Dort is at 70%. We head to the second half of play. Hastings with a 14-point lead. 42-28 is the score. The defenders will shoot to our basket to our right. Dort will have the opening possession here in the second half. Play is back in. Brickeye sends it out to Brianna Spronk down to the free throw line. Jump pass comes to the near side to Brickeye for 3. Shot good. Caleb Brickeye nails a 3 from right in front of the Dort bench. Just like that, Dort powers down a 3-ball there, and it's now a 42-31 ball game. Just underway here in the second half. Here comes Brittany Wong with the ball now for Hastings College. Dort will start off here with a man-to-man defense. Kaylee Raggett's getting a start for Hastings. They go inside to Melissa Thompson, and her shot is up and in. Thompson now with 7 points in the ball game. Hastings answers. It's now 44-31. There's a Jalsma with the ball for Dort. Goes over there on the wing to Sprong. Gets it back to Jalsma. Down to the near side to a Gasek again. Back out on top. Here's a Brickeyes for 3. Your shot's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes to the corner. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. At halftime, Morningside is leading Nebraska Wesleyan 39-27. Dakota Wesleyan at halftime leading Midland 37-28. At halftime, Northwestern 31, Concordia 30. Non-conference game, Doan out on top of York 64-41. They've got 9 minutes to play in that ball game. 44-31. Hastings now leading by 13 points. Broncos with the ball. Here's a ragged entry pass. They get it to Melissa Thompson. Back outside now to Taz York from 15. Shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to a Jamie Cook for Dort. Here come the defenders back the other way. Jalsma hustles into the offensive scoring zone. Comes over here on the wing to a Gasek. She puts it on the floor, dribbles out here. Gives it down to a Brookhise to the far sideline. Bounce pass down low to Cook. Jamie Cook lobs it back out to Brookhise. Top of the key. Trying to penetrate there to Wong. Now over here on the right side, here's a jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Brianna Spronk. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Brookhise in the lane. Keeps it alive here for the Dort defenders. Brookhise gets it back on the wing. Now a traveling violation. Traveling violation to be called there on the Caleb Brookhise. That's a turnover on the defenders. They've now got 9 in the ball game. Hastings was 7. 44-31 is the score. The Broncos have a 13-point lead. Hastings back with the ball. Brittany Wong has got it. Wong penetrates to the free throw line. Now to Taz York. York drives it down the right side of the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good, and she's fouled in the play. Taz York taking the ball to the hole there for Hastings College. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Dort. It's going to go on Brookhise. That's going to be her third. That's team foul number 1 on the defenders here in the second half of play. To the free throw line, Taz York for Hastings. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. York is 70% foul shooter in the season. He is down 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 4 points in the contest. Here comes the next one. It's up there and in. Taz had a good ball game out in California in the last week of the 2011 calendar. She scored 18 points in that first ball game of 3 out there in California. Here's a shot taken on the right side by Gasek. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. And Taz drives the ball. The hole shot good. Taz York on the transition scores on the assist from Alicia Statler. And Hastings has opened up a 17-point lead in this one. 48-31. This is their biggest lead of the ball game, and it comes with 17 and a half minutes to play in the basketball game. Kayla Gasek has got the ball. Comes across the top down to Brookhise. Entry pass. They get it to a Jamie Cook. She spins in the lane. Dumps it down on the baseline now to Brianna Spronk. She puts it on the floor, dribbles out here to the top of the key to Brookhise. Now to Spronk for 3. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Thompson gets the ball ahead now to, that's Wong. Brittany Wong has got it down the dribble for the Broncos. Thompson goes to Taz York. Bounce pass goes inside. This Stadler now to the free throw line. To Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dort. Running back the other way, down the right side of the line, Brianna Spronk sends it in the lane. That's going to be mishandled there by Brookhise. A turnover on Dort as Hastings comes back the other way. That's Yorig, and she goes tumbling out of bounds and a foul called. Taz Yorig can be fouled in a play here, and she'll go to the free throw line as she was hammered in the play by Jelsma of Dort. That's going to be the second foul on Jessica Jelsma. Taz Yorig will go back to the free throw line down for Hastings. 16:47 to play in the ball game. Hastings has opened up a 17-point lead. It is 48-31. Taz York back to the line. Her shot is up there, and the shot short. She'll get one more. York has got 7 points in the ball game. Courtney Spahn comes into the ball game now for the Broncos. Going out will be Kaylee Ragoth. So Courtney Spahn back into the ball game for the Broncos, a 5'9" senior out of Mesquite, Nevada. Hastings with a 17-point lead. Taz Yorick's second free throw is up there. That one rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Melissa Thompson has got it. So Taz misses on the free throw attempt, but Hastings gets it back, and now we got the horn sounded there. Now the official's going to call the official's timeout to get the clocks reset here. 16:45 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by 17 points. It is 48-31. That was the shot clock that expired there, and they're going to reset that, and Hastings will have the possession here as they will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Again, Northwestern leading Concordia 31-30 at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Midland 37-28 at halftime. Morningside leading Nebraska Wesleyan 39-27 at halftime. And Doan with a 64-41 lead over York. They've got about 9 minutes to play in that contest. So they put 24 seconds up on the shot clock. Hastings will inbound off of the far sideline. Broncos with a 17-point lead. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings. Drives it down the left side of the lane to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Statler. She goes back up. Her shot is going to be around the rim and down. Alicia Statler having a great night tonight for Hastings. She has got 14 points in the ball game, 4 blocked shots, and a bushel basket full of rebounds. Hastings with a 19-point lead now. It is 50-31. There's a pass in the lane to Cook. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler for Hastings. Gets it to Sophia McDermott. She stops, goes back inside to Stadler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Stadler gets the rebound and a foul is called. Stadler reaching over the back of Cook and picks up the personal foul. Alicia now with two in the ball game. He's going to check out. Here comes Zwiener. Here comes Zwiener back in there. 50-31 is the score. Hastings with a 19-point lead. The Broncos at 12-4 in the season, 4-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, ranked number 8 in the country. They got Mount Marty coming up this weekend. Here's an entry pass again. They get it to Marsh. She moves to her left, fires up a 12-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Brickeyes had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Sophia McDermott, running back the other way. Down the lane, kicks it down in the corner. That's Wong. Wong now to Spahn. Inside is Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Marsh. Morris runs her back the other way. Now to Brookeyes. Now to Bone. Bone gets it to Brookeyes. Head of the forecourt. Picked up there by McDermott. She drives it. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Deflected by Spahn. It's picked up here by Morris. Her shot is no good. Ball goes down to bounce. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. 15-26 to play here in the basketball game tonight. Women's college basketball is 50-31. The Broncos have the lead. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College men will be facing the number 2 ranked team in the country in the Dort Defenders. They've lost just one time. That was their last ball game with Briarcliff. That is coming up next here on KHIS. Hastings with a 19-point lead here in this women's ball game. McDermott has got it. Not a Spahn. Entry pass. They get it to Thompson, and a foul is going to be called. Nice pass by Courtney Spahn. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Kara Van Dyke of Dort. That's going to be her second. Non-shooting situation. That's only the third team foul on the defenders. So Hastings will play it in. Brittany Wong gets it to Spahn right in front of the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Nope, they're going to give it to Dort. The defenders will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings with a good look at the basket there right in front of the hole. Courtney Spahn could not finish. Hastings with a 19-point lead 5 minutes into the second half here from Sioux Center. 50-31 is the score. Now a traveling violation. Kayla Adamson is whistled for the traveling violation, had it in the wing, and forgot to put it on the floor before she moved to the top of the key. That's 10 turnovers now, and Dort in the ballgame. Hastings will play things in. Courtney Spahn down the right sideline to McDermott. She loses the ball out of bounds. Not a good pass there by Courtney Spahn, and Sophia could not handle it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Hastings. So the Dort defenders come back with the ball. This is Bone, Danielle Bone. Picked up by Brittany Wong of Hastings to the right sideline. Adamson has got it. Down to the top of the key again to Bone. Picked up by McDermott. Adamson here on the right sideline for the Dort defenders. Top of the key to Spronk. Dumps it off into paint to Van Dyke. Moves it down on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound and a traveling violation called here. Courtney Spahn ends up with the ball and then falls down the hardwood, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. 11 turnovers on Hastings. Broncos have a 19-point lead, 50-31. Morris will inbound the ball right in the lane there to Van Dyke. Van Dyke can't put up a shot. Down to the near side to Brookhines, and his shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Brother, that's Danielle Bone. Bone right in front of the Dort bench scoring there. A big three-pointer. Dort back to within 16 now, 50-34. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's a three-pointer put up and in by Courtney Spahn. Courtney from deep in the right corner scores for Hastings, and she's now got 5 points in the ball game. It's now a 53-34 lead. Lob pass again to a Van Dyke right at the elbow, right side. Adamson out on top now to a Bone. Lobs it down low. The ball deflected. It's picked up there by Van Dyke. Her shot in the wind is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener has got it for Hastings. Out. The pass is over the head of McDermott out of bounds. The Broncos again turned the ball away. That's the 12th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Broncos with a 19-point lead. It is 53-34. And now the Dort defenders want to call a timeout. Hastings with a lead here in women's college basketball. 13:42 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 53, Dort 34.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back of the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa here tonight. Bronco basketball at 1230 KHAS. 43-34 is the score. The Broncos have the lead over Dort. This game at halftime was 42-28 in favor of Hastings. The Broncos have opened up a 19-point lead here in this one. Dort calling the timeout. Dort will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. So 13-42 to play in the contest. Hastings with a big lead here. Adamson has got the ball on top of the key. Now to Spronker. Entry pass is going to be deflected. Picked up by Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to Adamson here on the right side of the lane. Her pass in the lane is going to be chipped and intercepted. Intercepted there by Thompson. Gets it now to McDermott. Hustles it into the forward court. They get it inside to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. Off balance is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the rebound down for the defenders. Now to Boone. He stops here at the top of the key. Moves it over there on the wing on the left side to Adamson. Adamson now to Spronk at the top of the circle. Down to the right baseline. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Boone. Rebound loose in the lane. Boone gets it back over here in the right wing. Bounce pass down in the corner to a Marsh. Entry pass right side of the lane to Van Dyke. She is double teamed. Van Dyke, two-handed pass, comes out on top to Boone. Now to Adamson. Takes it to the top of the key. The ball tipped away and a foul called. Yossi Schomp into the ball game and commits a personal foul there for Hastings. That's the first foul on Josie Schomp. Zwiener checks out. Here comes Stadler back into the ball game. That's team foul number two on Hastings. So no free throws here. It'll be Dort inbounding the ball. That's a Brianna Spronk outside to Adamson. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there. No good by Marsh. Ball is loose again. It's going to be Dort with the ball. Here's a baseline jumper put up there again by Marsh. It's going to be no good. Marsh tips the ball away from Schomp, and now a foul is going to be called on the traveling violation on Josie Schomp. She falls down the hardwood, and a traveling violation is called here on Josie. Now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. So Dort getting a second and third opportunities there in that possession, and Hastings unable to grab the ball. Jeff Dittman will now call the timeout. 12 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 53, Dort 34.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in as Dort has the ball and they throw it out of bounds. They had Van Dyke up high. They tried to send her down low to Marsh, and the ball was lost out of bounds by the defenders. So coming out of the timeout, they commit the turnover. That's 12 turnovers now in Dort. Hastings with a 19-point lead here in women's college basketball. It's 53-34. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's McDermott picked up out there by a Bone for Dort. Here's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Van Dyke as she dribbles the ball toward the goal. And shot is up there. There's no getting a traveling violation on Van Dyke. So Hastings turns the ball away, but Van Dyke cannot finish on the other end. Now Van Dyke comes out of the ballgame. Bailey Spencer comes back in for Dort. Broncos are playing things in, and now Dort will apply some pressure back here. Stadler has got the ball now to a Courtney Spahn. So Courtney brings her up here for the Broncos, brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Moves it over here on the wing on the left side, down to Kaylee Raggett. Out here in three-point territory, McDermott now to Courtney Spahn, open for three, takes a shot from the top of the key. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Boone for Dort. 11:40 to play in this one. It's a 19-point lead for Hastings, driving for the hole. The shot's going to be no good there by Marsh, and the rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. To the near sideline, down to Courtney Spahn, hustles into the forecourt, free throw line extended left side. Stadler down top of the key to McDermott. McDermott now to a Josie Schomp. Schomp on the right sideline. Gives it to a Courtney Spahn. Comes across the top. That's McDermott. Inside down to Stadler. Spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot off of the window. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Marsh. Now for Dort. Outlet pass deflected and a foul called. Josie Schomp going to pick up another personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be her second. That's only the third team foul on Hastings here in the second half of play. Head of the ball game now will be Kayla Gasick for Dort. So Gasick will come in and she will play the ball in on the far sideline. Hastings still with a 19-point lead. It is 53-34. There's a Gasick with the ball on the wing on the right side. Down in the corner to Spencer. Comes back out on top. That's going to be Brookeyes with the ball. Works it inside to Cook, and her shot is up and in. Jamie Cook scoring right in front of the hole there for Dort. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. It's 53-36, and the Broncos have it tapped out of bounds again down the far sideline. Hastings will play it in on the far side, listening to Bronco basketball tonight from Sioux Center, Iowa. As Hastings had control of this ball game early, and they continue to lead. It's 53-36. Sophia McDermott on the dribble now for Hastings. Comes across the top of the key to Courtney Spahn. Inside down to Alicia Stadler. Stadler holds it. Gives it out to Kaylee Raggett. The free throw line dribbles it right down the lane and scores. Kaylee Raggett scores there for Hastings. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. And Hastings again leading by 19. It is 55-36 as we approach the halfway point of the second half. They work it inside again to a Jamie Cook back out on the wing. That's Gasick. Moves it to the elbow. Her son is up there and in. Haley Gasick scoring there for Dort. That's her first field goal out of the contest. 55-38. Hastings now with a 17-point lead. Here's Courtney Spahn on the break for Hastings as they get away from that pressure. They hustle into the forecourt. Now to Josie Schopp. Here's Alicia Stadler on the wing on the right side to McDermott. McDermott takes it down to the baseline. Now underneath the basket. Comes back out on the wing on the left side as he dribbles with it. Hands it away to Courtney Spahn. She drives for the basket and scores. Courtney Spahn now has 7 points in the ball game for Hastings. And the Broncos again leading by 19. It is 57-38. With 9.5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Here's Gasick with the ball. Bounce pass. Comes in the lane. It goes to Cook. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds again by Stadler. Alicia had 4 blocked shots in the first half. She's had at least 2 here in the second half. But as she gets a piece of that one from Jamie Cook, and it's knocked out of bounds. So it's going to be Dort inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kaylee Gasick comes way out on top to a Brianna Spronk. Spronk is going to drive the ball there against Taz York. Now stomps and pops from 10. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Stadler of Hastings. Outlet pass comes to Brittany Wong. Hustles into the forecourt. Wong has got it on the dribble, now to Stadler. Two-handed pass goes to the right side. That's going to be Taz York with it now to Courtney Spahn. Top of the key, swings it left side to Wong. Top of the key now to Kaylee Raggett back down low, and a shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler scoring there on the assist from Raggett of Hastings. Stadler has now got 16 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos have their biggest lead of the ballgame now at 59-38. Back the other way, Jamie Cook scores. Jamie Cook now with 11 points in the ballgame here for the Dort defenders, and the Bronco lead is now 19 points at 59-40. We're down to 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this one. There's a Kaylee Raggett with the ball. Now to Spahn. Dribbles it toward the goal. Gives it up. Down to Taz York. Takes it into the lane. Bounce pass into the corner. Nobody home. It goes out of bounds. And Hastings turns it away for the 15th time here tonight. Thompson comes into the ball game for Hastings College. Also coming in for the Broncos is going to be Sierra Williamson. Williamson, a 6-foot freshman out of Broomfield, Colorado. So Williamson going to see some playing time for the Broncos here in this one. With Hastings out on top by 19 points, 59-40. Broncos have played pretty well in this one tonight. Brookeyes on a high post to Van Dyke. She's double-teamed. Comes back out to Gasick. Swings it left side. Here's a three-pointer. Put up to no good by Spronk. An air ball. And the rebound comes down to Kaylee Raggett to Hastings. Raggett dribbles back the other way for the Broncos. Gets it in the hands now of Brittany Wong. Wong back into the offensive scoring zone. Comes to the near sideline to Raggett. The ball tipped away. It's picked up by Wong. She throws up a long-range jumper. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Taz York of Hastings. Taz now to Wong. Left side of the key. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Man-to-man defense as Jalsman's out in her face defensively. There's a Taz York over there on the right sideline. Taz dribbles to the top of the key. Stops there. Sends the ball down low to Raggett. Their shot is up and in. Kaylee Raggett scores in a nice pass by Taz York. Raggett now has 6 points in the ball game, and again, the Broncos lead by 21. It's 61-40. Here's a Dort with the ball deep in the right corner. Now a timeout's going to be called by the defenders. Dort will call a timeout. 7 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the ball game. It's Hastings 61, Dort 40.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime score in women's college basketball. Briar Cliff is out on top of Mount Marty, 26-21. We will see the Lancers coming up on Sunday at the Lynn Farrell Arena. Midway through the second half, it's Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Midland by 20, 62-42. Hastings with a 21-point lead here, 61-40 with 7:27 to play. Hastings leading the Dort defenders. There's a Brianna Spronk with the ball. Free throw line extended right side after Brookeyes. Now they go left side down to the baseline. Deep in the corner there is going to be a Marsh. Back out of the wing to a Jelsman. Hands it away to a Marsh. Down to a Brookeyes again at the top of the key. There's Van Dyke down on the baseline. A reverse layup is up there and in by Jelsman. Jessica Jelsman scoring in the reverse layup. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 7 minutes to play. Hastings leading by 19, 61-42. Broncos break the pressure here. That's going to be Zwiener with the ball. Now to Taz Yord. Comes to Brittany Wong. Wong over here on the left sideline as they get it to Melissa Thompson. Thompson gets rid of it. She moves it inside to Stadler, and her shot is up and in. Stadler got away. Stadler got away from Marsh and scores easily. Alicia Stadler having a big ball game. That's 18 points for her. Here's a steal now by Taz Yord. Yord hands it away to Brianna or Brittany Wong. That's 14 turnovers on Dort. Hastings leading by 21 points, 63-42 with 6:25 to play. Yorg has got it on the right sideline. Taz goes inside to Stadler. She runs into Van Dyke, and a foul is called. Van Dyke is going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be your third. Team foul number four on the Dort defenders. Here comes Spencer back into the ball game. Here comes Bone back in for the defenders. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong will trigger things in for Hastings, holding the ball. Brittany looks, lobs it now, right side of the lane. That's going to be Williamson with the ball. Williamson down to Thompson. Cross-court pass comes over here to Wong. Dribbles to the free throw line. Out to Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong, and the rebound comes down here to Brianna Spronk. She runs it back the other way, one on three. Takes it down in the corner. Now reverses the ball, gets it to Spencer. Spencer on the left side, now to Bone. Her pass is going to be deflected into the backcourt. Picked up by Brittany Wong. She drives, shoots, and scores. A turnover on Dort. That's their 15th in the ball game, and Brittany Wong scores. That's her third field goal. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Hit a couple of three-pointers earlier. Hastings now leading by 23 points, 65-42, their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Dort down in the corner on the right side of three-pointers. Put up there. It's going to be no good by Bone. Rebounded on the weak side there by the defenders and then losing the ball out of bounds with Brookeyes. So Hastings will play things in at backcourt. The Broncos have things under control now with 5.5 minutes to play in this one. Hastings with a 23-point lead. The Broncos would move to 13-4. If we can get out of here with a win here tonight, it'll be 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and get ready for Mount Marty on Sunday afternoon at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. Brittany Wong with the ball. Now to Melissa Thompson. Free throw line extended left side. Lobs her back out here to Yorick at the top of the key. Two-handed pass comes back to Thompson. Cross-court pass goes to Wong for three. Shot up there and in. Brittany Wong now with 11 points in the ball game for Hastings as he nails the three-pointer. And the Broncos starting to open things up here. It's now a 68-42 ball game in favor of the Broncos. On the high post is a Spronk as he lobs it down low, and it's going to be tipped and a foul is going to be called. Trying to take it down low there to a Spencer, but a foul is going to be called here on Statler of Hastings. Alicia picks up her third. Into the ball game now for the Broncos will be Aaron Vanderpool. Coming out is going to be Wong. Also checking in for Hastings will be Courtney Spahn. Melissa Thompson comes to the bench. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Hastings leading 68-42 in women's college basketball as Dort will play it in from underneath the basket. Spronk goes back inside to Marsh. Goes back down in the corner. They throw it out of bounds. Trying to return the ball to a Brianna Spronk, and she was cutting the wrong way, and they threw it out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in now here in backcourt. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play of our women's ball game tonight with the men coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will play things in. Taz Yorey gets away, drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brianna Spronk for the Dort defenders. Spronk gets the ball now to Bone. Danielle Bone brings it into the offensive zone. The Brickeyes bombs it inside to a Marsh, drives it down the right side of the lane, puts it up there and scores. Marsh's second field goal of the ball game. She's got 7 points. Now 68-44. Hastings in the lead with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here's Stadler at the top of the key. Left side, Aaron Vanderpool. Vanderpool on the wing, can't put up a shot. Now to Courtney Spahn at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here for Dort. Spahn looks right, now comes left, hands it away to Vanderpool. 9 seconds in the shot clock. Vanderpool down in the corner to York. She'll take the shot from three. It's going to be short. Stadler has the rebound. They collapse on her. Two-handed pass comes back out on top to Vanderpool. Now to Williamson. Left side to Courtney Spahn. Hastings with a fresh shot clock. Taz York moves the ball back down. Lotus Stadler shot up and in. Taz doing a great job passing the ball tonight. Alicia Stadler now with 20 points in the ballgame, but Hastings leading by a score of 70-44 in women's college basketball with 3:37 to play. Here's Dort with the ball back out here in the three-point territory to Spencer, and now a timeout is called. The defenders call a timeout here. 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 70, Dort 44.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings has the lead. It's now Hastings 70 and Dort 44. We got 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in this one here tonight from the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux City, or actually Sioux Center, Iowa. Mount Marty has gotten out on top of Briar Cliff in women's college play. Mount Marty 51, Briar Cliff 46. They've got 6 minutes to play in that one. Midland had the lead. Actually, Dakota Wesleyan had the lead by 20 over Midland, 62-42, halfway through the second half. Hastings now leading here, 70-44, with 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the ball game. On the high post is Marsh, gives it away to Jelsma, drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up and in. Jessica Jelsma scoring there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game at 70-46. Dort applying some pressure here in backcourt. Courtney Spahn goes over to Schomp on the right sideline. Schomp gets away. Brings it into the offensive zone. Stops at the free throw line. Sends it down in the corner. Now to Cammie Bruckman is into the ball game. To Vanderpool. Out of Josie Schomp. Schomp moves it on the right sideline. It's going to be Courtney Spahn with it. Moves it down in the corner. Has some problems with the dribble. Spahn gets it under control. Goes to Williamson. Now to Zwiener. Now we got a traveling violation. Nope, a foul is going to be called. Coral Zwiener back into the ball game now for Hastings. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Dort. It's going to go on Spencer, and that's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the defenders. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Frankie Peterson. Peterson comes in, and Courtney Spahn checks out. 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Aaron Vanderpool will play things in. Zwiener can't handle the pass, and is taken away by Spencer. Spencer gets into the hands now of Bone into the forecourt. On the right wing is going to be Spronk, and she's going to be held on the play there by Peterson of Hastings. Frankie Peterson going to be hit with a personal foul there on the Broncos. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on Hastings. Still a non-shooting situation. So Dort will play things in. Marsh down here in the corner will play things in to a Spencer. She holds the ball. Lobs it back to Marsh. Baseline jumper is put up there from 10. It's going to be no good. Rebound Jelsman. A foul is going to be called. Jessica Jelsman got position inside. Got the rebound. But a rebounding foul here on Hastings College at the 2:33 mark. The foul is going to go on Josie Schomp, and that's going to be her third. Team foul number 6 on Hastings, and the next personal foul will send Dort to the free throw line for the 1-1. There's an entry pass to get it to Spencer in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener, and now she's going to be fouled in a play. Getting her hands in there was Jessica Jelsma for Dort. She picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. So Hastings College will play things in. Here in backcourt against the pressure of Dort. Frankie Peterson will inbound the ball. Frankie Gets it into the hands now of Vanderpool. Vanderpool dribbles to the near sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, brings it into the offensive zone. Hastings leading by 24, 70-46. They get it into Zwiener, spins one way, then puts it up there. The shot is off of the front iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jelsma. Jessica runs her back the other way for the Dort defenders against the Vanderpool. Now outside, this is going to be Bone with the ball. Dribbles down the right side of the lane, all the way to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Peterson right in the grill defensively. Here's Morris with the ball. Her pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Josie Schomp as he dribbles back the other way. Her shot is up and in. Schomp scores for Hastings. It's now a 72-46 ball game. That was the 16th turnover on the defenders here in the contest. Hastings with a big lead. A minute 40 seconds to play. Jelsma has got it out here in 3 points territory. Jelsma over here to Marsh. Picked up by Vanderpool. On the high post, they get it to Sprunk. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good. The ball tapped out and is picked up here by Vanderpool. Aaron Vanderpool down the left sideline for Hastings College as they get it to a Frankie Peterson on the wing. Frankie holds the ball here. Lobs it now to Zwiener. Zwiener left side of the lane. Nice pass down to Cammy Breckman. Her shot is up and in as she fouled in the play. Nice pass there by Zwiener. Finds a Cammy Breckman back door as Breckman gets the field goal to go down. And she is fouled in a play here by Marsh of Dort. That's going to be her first. Breckman now with 5 points in the ballgame, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. 74-46. Hastings blowing the defenders out of their home gym here tonight. Cammy Breckman will have one here as she tries to make this a 3-point play. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings now leading by 29 points. It is 75-46. Here comes Dort back the other way. Bounce pass down in the corner. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. And lost out of bounds off of the hands of Marsh. Over here defensively was Frankie Peterson. Marsh couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. And another turnover on the Dort defenders. So Hastings College will play things in. As we approach the one-minute markers, Vanderpool with the ball. Aaron Vanderpool pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Comes to Zwiener, down the left wing. That's going to be Frankie Peterson with the ball down in the corner. They get it to Josie Schomp, and she holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Breckman had the rebound. She lost it out of her hands, and it's knocked out of her hands. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Schomp just took the ball out of the lane and throws up an awkward-looking shot there. Off balance. It goes off of the glass, but Hastings will play things in. Zwiener has got it now to Josie Schomp, top of the key now to Breckman. Dribbles down the lane, the ball tipped away, it's loose, picked up on the baseline by Hastings. Breckman has got it now to Zwiener. Zwiener comes back out to Josie Schomp, drives the ball to the basket, her shot no good. Rebound is loose and it's picked up here by Dort. That's a Marsh with the ball with 30 seconds to play. Marsh gets around Schomp into the forecourt on the wing. That's going to be Reinders is into the ball game now. Lobs it back inside the lane. Here's a shot taken. It's up and in. She banks one home as Dort has got some new folks into the ball game. That's Bethany Holst. Holst scoring there for Dort. That makes it a 75-48 ball game. And the Broncos will pull things out here, and this will be the final score as Hastings just dribbles with the ball out here in three-point territory. And the Broncos are going to get out of here with the win. After leading 42-28 at halftime, Hastings goes on, and they allow just 20 points in the second half. And they beat the Dort defenders tonight in women's college basketball. Final score, Hastings 75 and Dort 48. So the Broncos improved to 13 wins and 4 losses on the season. Hastings is now 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort will fall to 6-10 after this one. They're now 2-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But Hastings playing pretty well here in the ball game tonight, and they win over the Dort defenders by the score of 75-48. We'll come back to recap this one for you after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46 Floor, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College women knock off the Dort defenders by the score of 75-48. Hastings got out to a 42-28 advantage at halftime and were never really threatened in the second half of play, eventually opening up a 21-point lead at 59-38. They extended the lead a couple of times to 26 points. And the Broncos go on to win tonight by a score of 75-48. Broncos' biggest lead in the second half was 29 points. So Hastings goes on to win this baby by the score of 75-48 over the Dort defenders. Hastings led tonight by Alicia Stadler. Stadler had a double-double in the ball game tonight. She had 20 points and 13 rebounds. So a good performance by Stadler. She also had five block shots and three assists in the ball game. So Stadler leading the way. She had 20. Brittany Wong, she ends up with 11 points for Hastings College as Wong knocks home three three-pointers. So two players scoring double figures tonight for the Broncos. Alicia Stadler's 20 points and Brittany Wong had 11. The other scorers for Hastings here in the ball game, we had a Melissa Thompson score 7 points. Courtney Spahn had 7 points. Taz Yorick also had seven. Cammy Bruckman had 6 points. Sophia McDermott had five. Frankie Peterson had 4 points. And Josie Schomp ended up with 2 points. The Broncos from the free throw line tonight, 13 out of 16, as they hit 81% for the charity stripe in the ball game tonight. For the Dort defenders, they were led by their post player, Jamie Cook, as she ends up with 11 points here in the ball game. She was the only player to score in double figures. Jessica Gelsman, or Gelsma, had 8 points. Eliza Marish had seven. The other scorers for Dort, we had Brianna Sprunk scoring 6 points tonight. Danielle Boone had five. 3 points for Kayla Brookeyes. 3 points for Kara Van Dyke. 2 points for Kayla Gasick. And 1 point for Kayla Adamson. So the Hastings College Broncos knock off the Dort defenders here in women's college play tonight by a score of 75-48. We'll take a break and come back and check the shooting numbers here in the ballgame as our post-game show continues after this.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa tonight. Hastings College women picking up a win in the opener. Final score is 75-48. Broncos led at halftime by a score of 42-28. The Broncos ended up shooting 48% for the ball game tonight. They were 28 out of 58. Dort just 30%. Against that Hastings College defense, 19 out of 63. The Broncos hit 7 out of 15 on three-pointers. Dort was only 3 out of 14. So Hastings hit 40% of their trays in the ball game. Dort was only at 21%. The free throws, Hastings 13 out of 16 for 81%. Dort was 7 out of 10 for 70%. Dort wins the rebounding war tonight. 39 rebounds for Dort, 38 for Hastings. Dort had 16 offensive rebounds compared to only 8 for Hastings. Dort had 19 turnovers in the ball game. They had one block shot and 5 steals. Hastings had 13 turnovers, 7 block shots, and 11 steals. Alicia Stadler, the final numbers for her tonight, 7 out of 12 from the field, 6 out of 6 from the free throw line, had 13 rebounds, 4 offensively, and 9 on defense, came up with 20 points in the ball game, 3 assists, 5 block shots, as she played 27 minutes tonight for head coach Jeff Dittman. So the Broncos getting out-rebounded 39-38 tonight, but Stadler comes through with 13 rebounds in the ball game. Also, rebounding wise for Hastings, Melissa Thompson ended up with 4. Leading rebounder for the Dort defenders in the ball game tonight, we had Brianna Spronk with 7. Eliza Barish also had 6 rebounds in the ball game here tonight. But Hastings College wins it on the women's side of things. Final score of 75-48. So Hastings improves now to 13-4 on the season. They're 5-3. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Hastings will play a game on Sunday this week as we got the wrestling tournament going on at the Osborne Sports Complex on Saturday. So both the Hastings College men and women will play on Sunday at 2-4 this week against the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Those games we'll have here on 1230 KHIS. Broncos currently ranked number 8 in the country. The latest polls will be coming up probably sometime next week from the NAIA office. The Dort defenders dropped to 6-10 and after this one, and now 2-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Don't go away. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College is going to have a stern test tonight as the Broncos will be facing the number 2 ranked team in the country in Dort tonight. Dort has lost just one game. They're 15-1 overall, 7-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College will try to upset them here on their home floor here tonight. As the Broncos come in with a mark of 8 wins and 9 losses, they are 2-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with Lance Creech, the head coach at Hastings College, as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing.